Vili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Simon Kuf, Kuf, Vav, Sif Gimel. Komakum Shayachid Choser Mispalel. Any situation where if you were davening by yourself, you'd have to daven again. You made a serious mistake in your davening. So Shil Tzibur also Choser Mispalel, Im Tal Kamoso. The Shil Tzibur made the same mistake. You have to daven again? Kishim Mispalel B'Koram. So if you made a serious mistake in the Chazaras HaShas, you have to say it again? One exception. Chutz Mishachri Shal Rosh Chodesh. Shem Shachach Shil Tzibur V'Lohizka Yal V'Yabo. Let's say it's Shachris of Rosh Chodesh, and so the Chazan is supposed to say Yal V'Yavol and the Chazar is Shach, but he forgot. Ein Machzirin Oso. He doesn't have to daven again Shachris. Why? It's a big tiruch on the tzibur. It's a bother to have to wait for the whole long daven. And yeah, but still, he didn't daven properly. He's going to say Musaf when he's Maskib or Rosh Chodesh. He's going to say Rosh Chodesh there. So since we're going to have the Rosh Chodesh davening anyway in Musaf, and you mentioned the Musaf, and you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, that's enough to make up for the fact that this Chazan forgot Yal V'Yavo in Shachris. I will miskar kodem sheishlim tfilaso Chozer would say. But let's say he remembered that he forgot before he got to the end of davening, he goes back to Ritzeh, and that's not a big tircha, it only adds a minute or two to go back to Ritzeh. And then he would have to go back and continue from there. Then the Rama says, So the Chazan said Shachris, Chazaras HaShatz, and he forgot Yal V'Yavo. So he would not have to say the whole Chazaras HaShatz over again. Oh. Now, the Rama says, Yeshomim dim ta Shachris shel Shabbos v'Yom Tov, dinu kamo Rosh Chodesh, v'achi no. The same thing applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That if you forgot, and you said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, then you can rely on Musaf v'Hachinog, and that's the Minog. Now what exactly is the case here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it means that you davened Chol, that it was Shabbos, and the Shliach Tzibur somehow davened for Chazaras HaShatz, the whole davening, the regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, or on Yom Tov. So in a strange case like that, so the Ramah says, he doesn't have to daven again, because in Musaf they'll mention Shabbos or Yom Tov and the Karbonos of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now it's very strange, the Ramah says, V'hachi nohug, because this doesn't happen too often. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Ber Halacha, how can it be that the Chazan says the whole Chazaras HaShatz and no one corrected him? He said the whole Chazaras HaShatz of the weekday on Shabbos and nobody stopped him? It doesn't make sense. Like, what's the Metzias? V'hachi nohug, as if it happens a lot, V'hachi nohug? So the Ber Halacha says that maybe the case is that it was Shabbos and Yom Tov together, and he's davening the Tefillah for Yom Tov, and he forgot to mention the Shabbos parts in his Chazaras HaShatz. Oh, and that could happen. So in a case like that, the fact that he's going to mention Shabbos in Musaf, that can work, that can count, and he doesn't have to repeat the Chazaras HaShatz of Shabbos. That's probably what the Ramah meant. The Chazan made a mistake in his silent Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't have to daven again. It's a big tzibur. He waits for the Chazan to daven again. Why? Why doesn't he have to daven again? But he said the wrong tefillah. So mech al tefillah shispalbal kol ram. He is going to daven again. He's going to say the Chazar HaShatz out loud. So the Shliach Tzibur can rely on his repetition for the tzibur, for himself, and he doesn't have to dive in the silent Shemoneh Esrei again. What's the exception? The Shulchan Aruch says, V'shalo tov b'sholos harishonos. He didn't make a mistake in the first three brachos, because im tov b'hem, he always has to go back. The Shulchan Aruch says, if he made a mistake in the first three brachos, then there's no way he has to dive in the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that some of the Achronim say, many of the Achronim say, that even in the first three brachos, if he finished the whole Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to daven again because of the Tzircha D'Tzibura. Even in that case, he can rely on his Chazaras HaShatz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here a really interesting halacha, which is, what if the Shliach Tzibur, what if the Chazan forgot to daven, he forgot to mention Shabbos. He davened Friday night Ma'ariv, the regular Ma'ariv, in a silent Shemoneh Esrei. So does he have to daven again? So the Mishnah Berurah says no, because he can rely on the bracha of Mayein Sheva after Shmoneh Esrei. The bracha there was Magen Avos, and that's enough. So the Chazan does not need to daven Shmoneh Esrei again Friday night if by mistake he davened the whole davening, the weekday davening, because he's going to rely on the bracha of Mein Sheva, which the Chazan says Friday night after Maariv. Okay, we'll stop here.